patient's last name is Judah Kowalki, K-O-W-A-L-K-A. First name is Judah, J-U-D-I-T-H. This is a 50-year-old woman who has been sent for complaints of frequent falls for the last 3 months. Visit date is 1/22/2013. History of presenting complaints. Patient started off with some tunnel vision while working at the assembly line, where she had decreasing vision from the outside of her from the outside and the peripheral portion of her visual field down towards the central portion of her visual field for a few seconds, which went away. The patient has had a history of frequent headaches and frequent falls for the last 3 months. The most recent episode was was when she turned and twisted her knee and fell flat on the ground, and thereafter was unable to bear weight on the knee with severe pain, 10/10 constant. Next line, next paragraph, the patient has had frequent falls in the past since around Thanksgiving. The patient does not have any premonitory symptoms, no dizziness, no palpitations, no chest pains, no sweating. Prior to the episodes, the patient says she does routine daily chores and the patient says she does her usual daily chores, and then she finds herself buckling down and falling to the ground, and it is in a matter of seconds, and she's not able to catch herself from falling. No loss of consciousness, no bladder or bowel incontinence. The patient is awake and alert at the time. Next line, hyphen, the patient has no history of injuries during the falls. Next paragraph, the patient complains of pain in her toes, which has been for many years, due to constantly being on the second great toe, which seems bigger than the rest of the toes. The patient has no complaints of rashes, no hair loss, this is the next paragraph, no rashes, no hair loss, no oral sores, no photosensitivity, no Raynaud's, no joint, besides, no Raynaud's, no fever, no weight loss, no chest pains, trouble breathing. Next paragraph, the patient does complain of, does complain of achiness in her hands, both upper extremities, and morning sickness of around half an hour. Next line, hyphen, the patient has no redness, no overt swelling noted in any joints. Next line, the patient does complain of low back pain and neck pain on and off, for which she has had physical therapy. Next paragraph, the patient has been evaluated for the above symptoms of frequent falls by a neurosurgeon who has had an MRI which reveals subdural hygromas. Next line, hyphen, the neurosurgeon does not think her frequent falls are related to the tiny subdural hygromas. Next paragraph, the patient has had an evaluation by an ophthalmologist and a neurologist who has had MRI, who has ordered an MRI of her LS spine, and an EMG has been done. The report of it is pending, and the patient's yet to do the MRI of the LS spine. Review of symptoms, as above, achiness in the hands, morning stiffness of half an hour, frequent falls, headaches, and tunnel vision. Pertinent labs and MRI has been done, which shows Chinese subdural hygromas. On examination, please include AT&T examination, the whole thing. CVS exam is on antidepressant regular breathing rhythm. Respiratory system clear to auscultation bilaterally. I'm not sure how much of this has been recorded. I shall go back a little bit with the history of presenting complaints. The patient has had had a workup with an MRI which shows subdural hygromas. Next line, hyphen. The patient has had a consultation with a neurosurgeon but does not think the frequent falls are related to the subdural hygromas. The patient has seen and been evaluated by ophthalmologist for the tunnel vision. Next line, hyphen, the patient has seen a neurologist as well, who has ordered an LS spine, which is pending, and an EMG test, whose results I do not have. Review of systems as above, tunnel vision, frequent falls, pain and swelling in the left knee, status post recent fall. On examination, AT&T, please include the whole AT&T examination. CVS examination, S1, S2 present, regular breathing rhythm, respiratory system clear to auscultation bilaterally. For abdomen, soft pulsations present, non-tender, non-distended, extremity examination, no papillary edema, musculoskeletal examination, both upper and lower extremity examination has been done, and only the pertinent positive and negatives will be noted. Examination of her hands, no swelling, no tenderness noted, range of motion is normal. Examination of her knees, left knee, there's swelling present, tenderness in the joint line. Range of motion, very painful and restricted. The rest of the examination of the neck, there is a little muscle spasm, range of motion is normal. Neurological examination, muscle strength. Neurological examination, muscle strength, both upper and lower extremity is 5x5. In the left lower extremity, the patient is in pain, so the results are not very accurate. Assessment and plan. One, frequent falls, no obvious neurological or cardiological etiology. We'll get records from all the consultants, which includes the neurosurgeon, the ophthalmologist, and the neurologist. We'll have an X-ray done on the of the lower back and the knee as well. An MRI is advised on the knee to rule out a meniscal tear. Possible physical strengthening for physical therapy for generalized strengthening. We'll work her up for inflammatory arthritis as well, but clinically unlikely. We'll include a workup of myositis. The patient to follow up in 2 to 3 weeks. Dictation by Dr. Kazi. Thank you.